Lawmakers in the bond bill committee are focused on figuring out where to allocate the state's nearly billion-dollar surplus in funds. And on their first day of markup Tuesday, transportation was the major topic. State Representative Mike Ramone says Delawareans are frustrated with crumbling roads throughout the state.
We're putting a really small Band-Aid on a very big wound. Right. And 9 times out of 10, we always agree to that. But this year, we're not at a $100 million surplus or $200 million surplus. We're at a $1 billion surplus. It's their money. It's their streets. It should be spent there.
Lawmakers ended up doubling the amount of funding into DLDOT's road repair pilot program, which allows the department to repair neighborhood roads based on their quality ratings. The program has received $5 million since its inception in 2019 and will now get $10 million this year alone. Lawmakers themselves will also get a boost to their community transportation fund allocations. That fund currently gives each lawmaker around $325,000 to spend on transportation-related projects. Some lawmakers, including State Representative Ed Ozinski, raised concerns about increasing CTF funding. They support the pilot program, which they say is more efficient and sends all its money directly towards repairing roads. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.